I suppose the thinking is this 2 week break something of a help or a hindrance?
Probably only time will tell. Probably the negative side of it is that the suspensions that we had and hoped to run off last weekend carry into this weekend on top of what will now kick in for this weekend. So we'll be down a number of bodies in the 1 weekend as opposed to split into two, but so be it. We've kind of managed it okay for the last couple of weeks where there have been lads out for different reasons, injuries and suspensions, and we seem to have got away with it. But this will be a big ask away to Waterford with the number of bodies. So
yeah, two players suspended, Ryan Connolly and Ethan Boyle, against his old club. He's not going to be able to play, and you're going to have to find replacements.
Yeah, and we have, in fairness to the group that's there, and they've come in and we're very, very capable, and please God we'll be capable again, and we expect another suspension, if not two, this week to kick in on Friday also, but we'll wait for that to be announced. The Waterford have really beaten us in Ballybofey, and they're going a lot better than they were even then, but so are we. However, look, they have invested and they've taken in huge experience with a number of young players that have a hell of a lot of quality and pace. And for us to get anything out of here on Friday, we'll need to be at ourselves of any hope of getting something out of it, Jeremy.
Yeah, and just to underline that point, they've been going well themselves, haven't they, Ollie? Their last game was a draw in Sligo, not a bad result for them.
No, we watched it, Paul and I went to watch it, and they probably should have won it. And to win in Sligo, it takes a hell of a lot to go right for you. They have quality and experience, and they're probably the best keeper in the league in Brian Murphy. And then when you've Eddie Nolan, an Irish international, coming back and after playing 500 Premier League games around England, the likes of Greg Halford, who's played around England and Scotland in hundreds of appearances, and not we're not talking about tens, we're talking about hundreds of appearances that they've played. And then the quality up top, where they have the Phoenix lad that came in from London, from Watford, I think he's a Scottish kid, he's a lot of quality, and the junior lad that scored the penalty against us to beat us in Ballybofey. Look, it could be backs of the wall stuff, only time will tell, but we need everything to go away to get anything over there.
Yeah, and at least Hearts have a good record in Waterford, Ollie, even though Waterford are going into the scheme. I think they've only lost one, and you have to go back to a defeat against Shamrock Rovers for them. They haven't lost many other than that.
No, they don't, no, and especially at home. They haven't lost a whole lot away from home either. Look, the change in manager, the change in owner has given them a huge lease of life. They're in a cup semi-final, and they have every intention of making a cup final, and that's what we're up against, and any expectation, anything different among our own supporters, they need to be very realistic about what we're going into on Friday. And as I said for the second time, if we're not right, we'll get nothing out of this bar of hiding. If we're right, would we take a draw with open arms? Oh yeah, we would, Jeremy.
Harps fans have watched your team play well in recent weeks, Ollie, and the good thing is that after this weekend, you've got 6 league games left, 4 of them in Ballybofey.
Yeah, probably, yeah, except the Waterford one, where they're down there with us, is huge. Is it a 6-point game? Yeah, it possibly is to a degree, except, as you say, we've got 6 games to either kick on or try and catch up, whatever it may be, after Friday night, Jermot. But, you could be talking about the 7th game for one of us, which is a playoff, which itself will be savage weather. And it could be us. We'll end up playing the likes of Galway or UCD, maybe Bray, maybe Treaty, I don't know. But that itself on its own would be, in a one-off game, is going to be a huge obstacle for Rather, maybe.
Any word on when that Drogheda game might be refixed, Ollie?
At the moment, no, we're unsure. It hasn't been refixed for, obviously, this weekend or the following weekend coming, Dermot. Then we're waiting on confirmation of when it'll be refixed. Obviously, it looks like being a midweek game, which is disappointing for the supporters and the crowd we can get at the weekend. But so be it. It means we've got 2 games that weekend which we could have done without, and we'd have preferred to play the last weekend, but they had a player called up to the under-21 squad and were fully entitled to pull the game.
Yeah, and quite a number of players have been called up to the under-21 squad. Ollie, good to see League of Ireland players getting the nod at international level.
Yeah, I mean, I think there was maybe 2 squads picked. One that was the A squad, the other was the B squad. But the likes of Cullen Whelan and Liam Kerrigan out of UCD, are serious operators, and we know them from a different a different system through the schools, Sherman, if that makes sense. And we wish them well. I know they're playing today. And then there was a shadow squad that was picked that, you know, there was obviously a lot of players from all around the League of Ireland picked because they didn't have to quarantine with the rules as they stood out in Montenegro. But all that went out the window last Wednesday when the rules changed and the original squad which played Luxembourg went today. But good luck to them, and good luck to them today as well.
Yeah, well, your firm focus is on Friday night. How have you prepared for this then, Ollie, with the 2 week break?
Well, obviously we didn't take a friendly on the basis that we were afraid we'd pick up injuries, and with enough people injured and suspended for Friday without maybe adding to it. Look, we trained, and only time will tell whether you know the week off was a blessing or whether it goes against us. Only time will tell that, Jeremy.